FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
There are growing calls for South Africa to withdraw its troops in the conflict-ravaged DRC. 9 SANDF soldiers died in recent clashes with M23 rebels who've advanced in the key city of Goma. The Rwanda-backed group has seized vast swathes of eastern DRC since 2021, displacing thousands and triggering a humanitarian crisis. South African troops were deployed to the region as part of the SADC mission. In a statement, Parliament's Joint Standing Committee on Defence says it scheduled a meeting to get a full briefing on the incident and the overall status of the deployment. Several political parties have since criticised the SANDF's late communication of the fatalities. The DA's Chris Hatting has questioned the military's preparedness.
The continued deployment of undertrained, under-equipped and under-supported South African soldiers in an escalating regional conflict cannot be supported.
The African Transformation Movement says it's concerned about the impact budget cuts have had on the military's capacity. Spokesperson Zamanjona.
The loss of life in such battles highlights the urgent need for introspection and action regarding the military's current operational framework. The ATM questions the wisdom of continued military involvement in the DRC.
In a statement, the EFF has called for an emergency joint sitting of Parliament over the conflict. It's as the UN Security Council is today meeting over the deadly clashes. And back home, a manhunt has been launched for two suspects who managed to escape during a police shootout in Cato Manor. Officials say they responded to calls from security officers who were tracking the location of a stolen cell phone from a liquor shop robbery in Chatsworth on Friday. KZN SAPS spokesperson Robert Nechiwunda says the phone's location led officers to a residence in Chesterville where suspects fired at police who then retaliated. He says one suspect was killed, another injured and four arrested.
The suspects were found in possession of a firearm and a replica gun. Inside the house, police found alcohol reported to have been stolen during the robbery in Chatsworth, as well as several rounds of ammunition. No police officer was injured during the shootout.
And abroad, a senior Hamas official has told AFP they'll oppose US President Donald Trump's idea to relocate Gazans to Egypt and Jordan. Trump says he wants the two countries to accept more Palestinian refugees, calling the Gaza Strip a, quote, mess. He suggested a, quote, clean out of the area.
Gaza is like a massive demolition site. That place is got to be rebuilt in a different way.
Will you plan to help rebuilding Gaza?
I might. You know, Gaza is interesting. It's a phenomenal location. On the sea, best weather. Some beautiful things could be done with it.
The militant group Basem Naim says the U.S. has foiled every plan for displacement and alternative homelands over the decades. That clip played was courtesy of Sky News. Your top story this hour, there are growing calls for South Africa to withdraw its troops in eastern DRC. It's after 9 SANDF soldiers died in recent clashes with M23 rebels. For Newswatch, I'm Samasha Kanyi.